I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. A culturally significant ancient nut thought to date back to Jurassic times could have a big future. Researchers from the University of Queensland found the bunya nut to be an energy and nutritious dense bush food with substantial health benefits. I spoke with Dr. Jacqueline Moore-Nadolny about why this research is so important and what it means for our culture and country.
I started working on bunya nuts in 2019 to do my PhD at the University of Queensland, and I finished last year, actually 1 year ago. So I started because there's not much published on these types of nuts, so I decided to start from the beginning and actually understand what is the nut, what's the composition, for example, how much protein, how much starch, how much fat there is in it. And then I also did a sensory study where people actually tried the nuts boiled and roasted and described what they tasted like, what was the texture, if they liked it or not. And then after that, because they were rich in starch, I decided to try to make some flour out of it. And I saw from studies on similar nuts that it could have good potential. So I started working on the flours. I dried the nuts, grinded them, and measured the properties of the flours. And then at the end of my PhD, I actually used these flours to make products. So I chose to make breads out of the flours, out of the nut. And then I did another sensory study and also some measurements on like the texture of the bread because it's gluten-free. So I wanted to see if it would be possible to make it, how it would compare to other gluten-free breads that we have in Australia. And it was pretty interesting because I could cover the whole thing. And right now what I'm looking at in parallel with the work that I'm already doing at UQ, which is something else, I'm trying to find people that would be interested in continuing this work and doing, like, for example, grafting, which I think it has a good potential. Also, maybe other types of products, maybe consumer studies as well, and try to start talking to Indigenous communities, building a startup, a company or something like that. So I'm trying to continue working on that. But my PhD was kind of like these four main areas, I would say.
Could you just tell me about, you know, why this particular nut is so important to our ecosystem and our environment? You know, why it's so critical that we continue to plant new trees and keep the research going?
Yeah, so I would say it's not only environmentally, but also important for the Indigenous culture. So in the past, Indigenous people from all over Queensland, they usually gathered in these big gatherings each 3 years just to like sing songs, to celebrate marriages, to resolve disputes and everything that they had. And the main source of food during these like months of celebration that could last actually months was the bunya nut because they are very nutritious. So that's, I think, it's the main thing why we need to preserve them because of this importance to them and also because they are very nutritious. But the trees, they have been around since the Jurassic period, so like millions of years ago. Some people, they believe it's like a dinosaur food as well. So I think preserving them not only for the environment, but also because of all the history and everything they have. The trees have been there, like in the mountains, for example, for hundreds of years as well, the same tree. So they last sometimes 600 years each tree. So this fungus that is killing them or cutting them, it's like it's really, really sad because they have been there for hundreds of years. I think in terms of environmental, I'm not an expert environmentally, the preservation in terms of environment, but it's definitely really, really important because they've been there forever. So all the landscape and everything is, it's kind of like it's a whole thing, right? So if something happens with them, it probably will change a lot of things in the environment as well. I think it would be good for the future if people want to keep the nuts alive, let's say, if we want to keep being able to eat them, I think grafting would be a really good way to go because then we could have a source of nuts for more time at least than we will have with this fungus killing the trees and everything. Because we never know how many cones each tree will give, how many cones, how many nuts we'll have each year. So if we can have kind of like a controlled environment where we have the nuts, it would be really, really interesting, even if it's not much, but at least to kind of try to preserve the nut itself. Maybe not the tree, but the nut as well.
That was myself speaking with Dr. Jacqueline Moranadoli about her research into culturally significant ancient bunya nut. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.